Jacka News, you need to know now.
Joburg 19, Pretoria 20, Mafeking 17. We start in Vryheid, where a funeral service is currently underway for the 10 EFF members who were killed in a bus crash on Monday night. Seven of the victims will be laid to rest during today's ceremony, while the families of the other three requested private burials. Several EFF leaders, including Julius Malema, is attending the service. The victims were killed when a bus carrying them from a Youth Day rally in Durban crashed into a truck on the R34 near Ulundi. More than 40 other party members were injured. Now to Brakpan, where a four-year-old boy has died after a fire broke out in his family home early this morning. Spokesperson for Ekurhuleni Disaster Management, William Tladi, says the parents of the boy and his two-year-old sibling escaped the blazing house with minor injuries. The cause of the fire remains undetermined and the scene has been handed over to the police for further investigations.
On arrival, part of the roof had already collapsed. Flames were threatening the other structures nearby. We managed to contain the blaze and extinguish that. And one of the neighbors sustained a minor laceration on the arm. And all the four injured are transported by ambulance to a medical facility for further treatment.
Now to politics, and Action SA says it's deeply disturbed by the recent targeted killings of two councillors in the city of Johannesburg. The party's Siyabonga Zwane says the murders of councillors Thulani Buthelezi and Zakes Mate, both from the ANC, are believed to be politically motivated and linked to rivalries.
Johannesburg must not become a region where political violence become a norm. Claiming the lives of public representatives, Action SA calls upon law enforcement agencies to protect law-abiding citizens, uphold the constitution, and bring perpetrators to justice to address this crisis.
Moving abroad, the European Union has called for de-escalation and a return to negotiations after the United States joined Israel's war with Iran by striking Iranian nuclear sites early this morning. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the nation from the White House shortly after the strikes.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
But this morning's show of force has been met with concern. Both EU chief Ursula von der Leyen and the bloc's top diplomat has stressed that Brussels remain committed to diplomacy at a flashpoint moment for the Middle East. EU foreign ministers were already due to gather in Belgium tomorrow for talks on a range of issues from Russia's war in Ukraine to Gaza, but Iran is now expected to dominate the agenda. And in the UK, every baby will now have their DNA tested under a new 10-year plan for that country's National Health Services. The whole genome sequencing will screen for hundreds of diseases and allow people to leapfrog killer illnesses. According to Health Secretary Wes Streeting, this plan will move the NHS towards a model of sickness prevention rather than treatment. Personalised medicine will form a big part of that plan, with £650 million pledged to genomics research by the government. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elers. From myself and the rest of the news team, good afternoon.
And from me to you, have a spectacular Sunday afternoon. Donkey sister.
Thanks, Alex, and I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll go back to sharing a studio again next week.
Definitely.
Thanks, Martina.
Bye.
Further details, jackarandfm.com. Click the news tab, and while you're there and you've checked out the latest news, including that horrendous story about what happened in Carlsworld near our studios yesterday, more about that later on, don't forget to click the win tab. Tempt fate. Final week of Lotto Stars Fortune Frenzy getting underway tomorrow morning with Mr. Bester. I'm looking forward to playing with you in the RV.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.